Welcome to our weekly energy update with Investec Head of Commodities, Callum McPherson. Good morning, Callum.
Good morning, Len.
How have the energy markets reacted to the news of the Iranian strike on Israel on Saturday?
Well, relatively little reaction. In fact, Brent is actually trading under $90 per barrel. Although it's worth noting, of course, that Brent had rallied by about $5 per barrel at the start of this month since the attack on the Iranian continent, Damascus. That's what pushed Brent over $90 per barrel in the first place. And so clearly a lot was already baked in. And turning to gas markets, gas is actually also lower this morning. Now, whether this makes sense, well, Iran has said there will be no further move from them unless Israel responds to this attack. The US has indicated that it would not support any Israeli attack on Iran. And it's also worth noting that Israel's defense has prevented any significant damage. So the oil market seems to be taking comfort from those things, in spite of the fact that what Iran has done is probably at the more extreme end of the range of things that the market had been worrying about. Israel, however, has said that it will respond to this attack when the time is right. So the possibility of escalation is still there, and along with the consequent upside risk for oil prices. So we're still very much in wait and see mode. But certainly if that response is confined to attacking proxies such as Hezbollah, the market might be justified in not being overly concerned about it at the moment.
Turning to the fundamentals, the International Energy Agency published their monthly report last week. What do they have to say?
Well, its 2024 demand forecast remains unchanged at 103.2 million barrels per day. And for the first time, it has published a 2025 forecast, which it sees at 104.3 million barrels per day. So that's a new record high, and is 1.1 million barrels per day than the forecast for this year. And that compares with the growth between 2023 and 2024 of 1.4 million barrels per day. So albeit a new record high forecast so far for 2025, it's at a reduced rate of growth than the previous year. Looking to the supply side, the non-OPEC plus supply figure for 2024 is unchanged at 70.4 million barrels per day, but the 2025 number is 71.9 million barrels per day. So that's 1.5 million barrels per day higher than this year. And so that increase in non-OPEC supply more than it offsets the demand growth that the IEA sees. And that, of course, is going to squeeze the forecast for the call on OPEC. So that's how much OPEC needs to produce to balance the market. For this year, that forecast remains unchanged at 27.3. But for 2025, the forecast is lower. It's about 26.8 million barrels per day. Now, those figures compare with the IEA's March estimate for OPEC output of 27 million barrels per day. Suggesting a deficit this year, especially over the summer, but a small surplus next year.
There's clearly a lot of uncertainty at the moment. What are the levels to look out for on Brent?
Well, over much of this month, Brent has been trading in a range of $89 to $92 per barrel. So any move out of that range one way or the other could be the first sign of a larger move. On the downside, 85 acted as a support level in the second half of March. So I think that's the figure I would highlight. Whereas if the market does break higher, then we'd look to the October peak from last year at $94 per barrel, so not too far away, and September high from that year of $97.50 per barrel.
Thank you, Callum. We'll chat again next week.
Thank you, Len.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Investec's Weekly Energy Update with Callum McPherson. If you'd like to discuss any of the contents of the episode, drop Callum an email on callum.mcpherson@investec.co.uk or visit investec.com/commodities. Until next time, thank you.